Hello, hello, and good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on this, our Saturday Morning Motivation. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. This is a very busy weekend for me, but I would not have it any other way but to spend this small time here with you today. I understand that many of you are having technical difficulties getting into the show. Even I had some interesting difficulties this morning. But if you are unable to hear it, as I've sent messages out to you, you can always listen to the replay. I am listening through several devices right now, and it seems to be taping well, so you will be able to hear it in its entirety. Prayerfully, hopefully so. So once again today, as I said, this is our 15 to 30 minutes of motivation, inspiration, and encouragement here on our Saturday Morning Motivation. And let me say this again, I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero, right here at your ground zero. We are walking this journey together. And today it's all about a question, very simple question actually. Are you a cup or a coaster? These are the two main focuses, but of course I could have said that maybe are you a cup, a coaster, or a table? You know, I was in a meeting the other day and I noticed a container of coasters. Every time I go to the meeting, which is every other week on a Wednesday, I noticed this container of coasters, and the coasters are, they're nice size and they're rather heavy. And suddenly I thought, you know, how many of us are cups and others coasters? Because, you know, each of us has an association with the table that they're placed upon. cups hold the liquids, while the coasters protect the table from the spills and/or the condensation that may develop on the cups, thus protecting the table. How different is this in life? So some of us, we're just cups. What we do is we hold so much. We hold so much that sometimes we overflow and we spill over. Or let's just say that we are under so much pressure, we start to perspire. We'll call that the condensation. Tears, whatever you want to say that has that liquid coming to the outside of our bodies. And the table bears the burden of holding the cup, the coasters, and everything else. But you know, if you have a beautiful table and something spills on it and you don't clean that up, that liquid is going to seep down past the varnish and all of this, and it's going to get into the wood. And then it's going to ruin your entire table. The wood is going to be affected. It's going to start to crack. Won't be easily fixed or replaced, especially if it's something that's very old. How is it in life? We're the same way in life. The cups hold everything until we spill over. And sometimes some of us make the mistake of pouring something hot. We're really bringing the heat into a cool or cold container. So once that heat mixes with that cold, 10-1, it's going to shatter the glass. So sometimes we just fall all apart, just like the cup. We just fall apart. We shatter into a million pieces. We're just that hurt. The trauma is just that great that we fall apart. Some of us are cups. And then there's the table that needs to be protected, because at any time it bears all of these burdens. And the more burdens that we take on, at some point in time, it may very well, like the spill, it may very well seep into our very souls. It may start to affect us. Welcome to our guests in the chat room, of course, and welcome to those of you in the call query. I do see some of you are getting in. Maybe some of you can press on some of the external players and listen live. But right now, let's just keep going with this, because we've talked about the cup. We've talked about the table. Now let's talk about those of us who are the coasters. We're the ones who've learned how not to be just the table, to take all of these burdens upon ourselves. Oh, no, we're not that. Definitely not that. We're the ones who try to help from both ends. We're the coaches. We're the mentors. We are the people who others look up to. We're the coasters. So you see, when that cup has taken on so much that it's overflowing, the coaster helps with that burden. It's protecting the table as best it can. So although the cup is overflowing, at some point someone's going to pick it up and say, oh, 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 and they're going to pick it up, and they're going to take some of that load or some of that liquid out of the cup so that it won't continue to overflow. So they're going to sip it, drink it, whatever the case may be. So while that cup is waiting for that burden to be shifted, it has a new foundation below it in the form of that coaster, because that coaster is helping to support the cup as much as it is to protect the table. So it's amazing how we can take inanimate objects and compare them to our lives. Someone had posted about a week or so ago something about a general, someone who was talking about making their beds in the military. And I shared a post I had done on January 1st of 2015. The title of mine was, Is Your Bed Made? And it actually did a comparison to how our beds look before we leave our homes in the morning compared to how our lives are lived. a lot of times, the way that we live our lives is represented even in the way that we take care of our beds. So the same scenario can be applied to the cup, the coaster, and the table. The table bears all of the burden. The last thing the table needs is for that liquid or that hot object to be spilled all over. Then it seeps through and it starts to affect the table internally. It starts to crack the wood. The wood starts to fall apart. Before you know it, the table has a large crack in it. And if you put something else on it, it's already what we might call as humans an open wound. And more liquid is going to pour in. So you need something until you can get that fixed and addressed and taken care of. In life, we may call it a bandage. We may call it whatever. Some type of protection we need to put on that table. So the coasters come in. Like, I see that you're hurting from the left. You're overflowing with all everything is coming down on you from the right. Let's see what we can do to help you both out during your transitions. So that's where the coasters come in. Protect that table. Put it over that spot that's messed up so that nothing else can get there to make it worse. Be mindful of the cup. Have coasters that are large enough to hold those spills. And coasters are like, usually they're made out of the corking material or some type of porous material that can draw in that liquid, that can make sure that it doesn't end up on the table. That's the beauty of coaching and mentoring. We have that dual purpose. We're not the people that come, swoops in, and just makes everything right. We just help things to heal. We're that equalizer to give enough time for things to heal, to take care of themselves, to begin to fix what was broken. And you see, even if you can't get the table fixed and the crack is there, you keep it covered and protected so that nothing else can get down inside of the table. Deterioration will stop. It won't keep going. Same way in life, we have to have that tenacity. We have to have that determination. We have to keep trying to make it better. We have to keep things, what's the word that they use, stabilize until there's a fix. Until that cup is empty, until that table is dried out so that it can be replaced or fixed, we have to have something there to help things to keep moving along without making them worse. So are you a cup or a coaster? And don't get me wrong, some people are cups. And those cups do need that coaster. And the table is also the thing that provides the solid ground. There's nothing worse than, I know here, I was watching the local news, and in Baltimore, suddenly a huge sinkhole had opened up. So what's that mean? Cars couldn't get across anymore. Businesses had to close down because there was no longer that solid ground. Same way with the table. If that moisture gets inside, which is probably what happened with the street as well, the moisture had continually gotten down and it deteriorated the infrastructure. So it finally gave in. It deteriorated. I love doing this because if you all notice, there's so many things that we can apply to our lives that's all around us. As sure as the sun will shine, there are people who all they have to do is smile at you, and you get the same feeling if you were standing outside feeling the rays of the sun on your face and feeling that warmth. That smile will give you the same warmth. It's the same. with the cups and the coasters. It's the same with our lives. Look around you. See how we are all connected. Everything in this world is connected in some way. Everything. If you have beautiful flowing lawns, if you don't cut that grass, it's going to grow and grow. Then it's going to get to be one hot mess. If we don't cut our hair, give it a fresh cut so that we can get new growth going, it's going to become a horrible, horrible mess. So as much as the grass needs the fertilizer, our hair needs the conditioners. As much as that grass needs to be cut and get a nice fresh cut, some people say it's nothing better than the smell of fresh cut grass. For you ladies and some of you gentlemen, it's nothing better than a fresh cut do or a fresh cut for you gentlemen. Get your beards, if you have them, nice and shaped up. Get your hair nice and cut. Oh, my gosh, it's the best feeling in the world, one of the best feelings in the world. Think about it. Think about life and think about how everything is connected. You ever notice a house sitting and it's vacant for years and suddenly the roof caves in, everything falls apart in the house because the life force is gone from it. As long as someone lives there, you don't see roofs just caving in on homes. You don't see things just falling apart out of the blue. Yes, some things do deteriorate with age and then we fix them, but you don't just see them start to fall apart. There are places, and when you're in a group of certain people, you can feel the energy, you can feel those life forces. It's the same principle. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's not for me to even care about. Because there's always going to be some people who are going to be, everything is something negative. Everything is something, I don't believe that. I don't, you know, the inexperienced experts that some people are dumb enough to follow everywhere. I'm just saying that there's definitely some type of a correlation between everything in this world, and I've become enlightened enough to see it. So today is all about the cup and the coaster, and of course the table. But if you change it and you look at that cup, it has a lot less to worry about. If it's sitting on a solid coaster that's got enough girth surrounding it, that if something were to spill, it knows that it won't go out on that table. The coaster will catch it. Sometimes all we have to do as humans is to put our arms around someone and give them a hug and let them know that it's going to be okay. It's the same principle. That's what today's program is about. Every day, I ask the universe, the great divine, to send me something. This was sent to me a week or so ago. I had shared part of it on our Tuesday Focus Females Global chat that we do on Tuesday evenings. But I wanted to touch on it even more and expand upon it today. Each of us has a role in this life. Some of us are cups, some of us are coasters, and some of us are simply tables. Beautiful tables in some cases, wonderful tables, but we're there to carry the burden. We are there. To hold things up, to support things. We are there. And you notice I don't say you, I say we, because I'm the Shiro at your ground zero. Very seldom when I go into the yous, unless I really have to, we, because there are days when I've been a table. Many times I'm the coaster, and there's been times when I was the cup. I'm still growing into my coaster status. Every single day, life brings me something new, something, a new lesson, a new challenge, sometimes a new tragedy, and many times out of that tragedy, a new triumph. And each day, My purpose is validated. Therefore, my passion is expanded. So that's our chat for today. I want you to understand something that I love, the fact that I can sit, be still, and let the great I am, the great divine, send me a wonderful message each and every week. And I know that my words may not be for everyone. And that's okay, because my words are for a lot of people, in addition to those who do not want to hear. It's our election process here in the United States. You have so many people that have joined forces with people who have preached nothing but hatred. People who have given us the hope and saying, we'll do this, that, and the other, whether it's realistic or not. Some people love to hear that. You have those of us who are running on a ticket because they're people that others can identify with. We can identify with. Simple as that. So you see, the cup, the coasters, and the tables are everywhere in this world. Each of us plays a role in this thing called life. Each of us was born on this earth with a destiny. Many of us will never know what that destiny is because we get caught up in the mundane. We get caught up in the everyday. Live, grow up. For some, you go to college. Some, you have a family. You get a job. For many, you get a job. You grow old. You die. That's not it, people. Those are just simple steps in the process of this cycle called life. It transcends so much further than that. And we need to understand that in this world. Till next time, as always, a few quick announcements. I'm going to start some nice music for us in the background because I want you to just take a moment to lie back and relax. It's the weekend, so many of you, if you're not already out and about, you're about to start your weekend. You're going to be running and running and running until Sunday night when you have to get home, get in bed a little early to prepare to start your work week next week. So tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, join me right here again. Call in number 646-478-4726 right here on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio as it returns tonight with a very special guest. Nine p.m. Eastern Time tonight, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio returns. If you'd like to get involved, you can visit us over on our main site. And for those of you who don't know, this, our Sunday Morning Motivation and Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, all of our programs, Shine, Smile, Echo, Shiro, all of our programs are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, and that's an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. I want you all to understand something. I say that proudly because so many people are under the impression that when they file their agencies with the state level, that makes them a legal nonprofit, and it does not. I'm proud of the fact that I received my 501c3 status on the first go-round, which sometimes that's a little bit unheard of. So that was a blessing in itself. We've been an IRS, that's the federal entity, approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit for a couple of years now. We're still small to medium, but we do mighty things locally and throughout the world. So if you'd like to get involved, you can visit our main website at thewallfoundationinc.org. And you can also visit my website, cmariawall.com, if you'd like. Both have contact forms there if you'd like to reach out. You'd like to talk. You want to get involved. You would like to be a guest on one of our shows. And we also have our donate buttons there, because if you're in the United States, you can donate your tax-deductible gifts there. And, of course, as I said, they are tax-deductible to the current extent of law here in the United States. So again, thank you so much. Big shout out to all of the ladies in my group, Focus Females Global, both on Meetup and, of course, over on Facebook. And, of course, wow, Women of Wisdom and Worth over on social media, and my family over on Google Plus, the Relationship Recovery Group that's over 1,000 strong, and all of our groups are worldwide. Hello to the ladies over on Focus Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success Urban Group as well. We're just doing such great things all over the place. We need your help to keep going. I'd love to hear from you. And, of course, if you love our shows, please pass them on. Share them. Just click that button. There's a whole list of places you can share our shows to. Please do so. And, of course, before I go, as always, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way from this point and beyond. Oh, and for those of you who are not computer savvy, if you'd like to send us a message, our mailing address by U.S. Postal Service, Dead Snail Mail, is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. So until next time, as always, I am C. Maria Wall reminding each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. And I hope to see you this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., for the return of Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. So until then, be well, be blessed. Thank you for joining me here week after week. I look forward to seeing you back here again next Saturday for another session of Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio's Saturday Morning Motivation with me, C. Maria Wall, the Shero at your ground zero. Until then, keep up, keep smiling, even if you do not want to. I'll see you soon.